So if viewers want to go see these films, then the film will bring in a profit. And of course, with the production cost that I mentioned, that's not too difficult. And if viewers don't want to see, then it flops. But there is a real interesting, we could say, mutual understanding between the film industry, this free film industry, and the Uzbek film audiences that like a certain type of melodrama, a certain type of comedy that is about Uzbek people. They like particularly good acting quality, high acting quality. So what you find in these films is often very artistic, very high quality performances, often by theater actors and actresses. So this coexistence of a state-funded, we could say, prestige film industry and a spontaneous market industry that satisfies regular rank and file viewers is a rather unique model, and it functions. It functions pretty well. So for a country with about 30 million inhabitants, this is a viable model, and it's one that, as I said, I find rather unique. You don't find it in Kyrgyzstan, you don't find it in Tajikistan or Turkmenistan or other Central Asian republics. One of the representatives of this new cinema is Ayub Shahopidinov. He's our guest today, our guest of honor. And he made already, he's in his late 30s, he already made 7 full-length features, both for the state, for this, within the framework of the Uzbek film, Uzbek kino, state-funded film industry, and in free market conditions. And he told me about details, how this is actually working out, both in regards to, you know, honoraria profits, and so on, so on. Another, by the way, another factor that I want to mention is Uzbek TV, which shows Uzbek films, because Uzbekistan viewers want to watch their own native film production, both the old ones, one of the classical examples we watched yesterday by Shukrat Abbasov, and the newer ones. And so this is a real, we could say, functioning model, and TV, of course, contributes also to its financial smooth running, and that is another factor that is really important here. Although there are factors of, or there are occurrences of piracy, there are occurrences of, you know, films disappearing in kind of shady places and so on, but generally it is a well-functioning film industry, well-functioning film culture. Ayub Shahobidinov is one of the most successful young directors. He's also lecturing in some of the institutes that actually educate filmmakers, educate film personnel. He told me about how this is actually working out. So you have very talented students whose study is funded by the state. You have others who actually have to come up with the tuition money by themselves, which sometimes is very difficult. But it is a successful industry, one that offers jobs, one that offers creative satisfaction and career opportunities, as in other countries. So I will ask now Mr. Ayub Shahobidinov to join me here and say a couple of words about this particular film, which was made in 2012, Heaven My Abode. So please welcome Mr. Shahobidinov.
Ассаламу алейкум. Я очень рад оказаться в этом университете, потому что любое приглашение режиссера на такой показ – это ответственность. Это я действительно очень волнуюсь, потому что первый раз показываю за океаном. То есть первый раз я сам оказался за океаном.
I'm very glad that I've been invited here to this university. Every time my film is shown, this is a great responsibility. I'm actually quite excited. And this is the first time the film has been shown here in the United States, or will be shown.
Я сам первый раз в Америке, но мой фильм меня как-то опередил. В каком смысле? Он успел побывать уже в Америке в 2013 году на фестивале, на втором Нью-Йоркском фестивале евразийских фильмов.
Actually, the film was shown here once before in 2013 in the second International Festival of Eurasian Films in New York.
И неожиданно для себя я уже узнал, что он получил приз за лучшую режиссерскую работу.
Actually, quite unexpectedly for myself, I learned that this film has won a prize for best director at this festival.
Еще один момент хотел уточнить. Этот мой фильм почему-то очень много раз приглашали на показы именно в университетах. Это для меня тоже очень неожиданно. То есть этот фильм показывался почти во всех университетах престижных Узбекистана, кроме этого в Кембриджском университете, даже в Америке в штате Индиана, Индианский университет в Блумингтоне, по-моему, уже дважды показывали. Вот теперь университет именно Джорджа Вашингтона. Это тоже необычный для меня факт, когда очень много приглашений получаю именно с таких престижных университетов мира.
One peculiarity about this film is that it has been invited to various universities. It has been shown and screened in all universities of Uzbekistan, but also Cambridge and some American universities as well. So this is one of the specifics of this film, that there has been such an interest in it, for example, at Indiana University.
Ну, о себе чуть-чуть расскажу. Я родился в Ташкенте, учился в театрально-художественном институте 5 лет.
Just want to say a couple of words about myself. I was born in Tashkent and I studied at the University of the Institute for Theater and Arts for 5 years.
Потом сделал небольшую дипломную работу за свои деньги, и эта работа, короткометражный фильм, участвовал в Казахстане на молодежном фестивале.
And I made a film on my own money, for my own money, I funded myself. It was a short that participated in a youth film festival in Kazakhstan.
Потом Узбеккино решило нас отправить в Москву, и я 2 года учился на высших курсах сценаристов и режиссеров у мастера Сергея Соловьева.
And then for 2 years I was sent to Moscow to Sergei Solovyov, the famous Russian director, at the Supreme Courses for Screenwriters and Directors in Moscow.
Как вы сказали, это мой 7-й фильм, но он чем-то отличается. Он, скажем так, более, может быть, сложный фильм среди моих других фильмов.
This is my 7th film, but it's a little different from my other ones because it's more complex than the other ones.
Потому что, как я думаю, здесь жанры друг с другом переплетаются, и поэтизация есть, и реализм есть, и немножко мистики есть.
There is a confluence of genres in this film, and so there is a little bit of poetic dimension. There is a little bit of mysticism in it.
В целом, после фильма тоже, наверное, поговорим, но я сам хотел делать фильм про потребность очищения внутреннего и про духовную чистоту человека, которую надо оберегать и ценить.
My intention with this film was to make something about inner spiritual purification, the need for spiritual purity, and I wanted to display that in this film.
Главная героиня фильма в фильме не говорит ни одного слова, но я думаю, сам фильм и то, что она хочет, будет понятно вам.
The main heroine of this film does not say one word, but I still think that her motivation and her character will still be comprehensible to you. And actually, I will say a couple of words after this film, so we'll have a chance, you will have a chance to ask questions if you so wish.
Приятного просмотра. Всем спасибо.
I wish you a pleasant screening and thank you very much. Among the Uzbek films of the recent years, Ayub Shahabedinov's Parisod, the film that you just saw, really occupies a special place. It's unusual in its theme and its execution, both spiritually, aesthetically, cinematically. And those of you who were here yesterday may remember that Shukrat Abbasov spoke about Ingmar Bergman, who reacted very strongly to the film You're Not an Orphan. I would say that had Bergman had a chance to watch this film, he would probably also react very strongly because it actually corresponds to a major theme in Bergman's oeuvre, and that is the appearance of spirituality, the quest for the divine, the quest for the spiritual in a world that is unable to respond adequately to it. So why don't we just think about what questions you have and then please ask them. You don't have to say who you are, just formulate it, and then we'll see if we can engage in a dialogue here. Yes.
I have a lot of questions. The location that was chosen for the movie, you know, how did you end up in that specific place? Oh, sorry. The location of the film is very interesting, the setting and obviously the way the movie portrays the Uzbek life, the rural Uzbek life. It shows some period, but at the same time, it's modern. It has some touch of modernity. So just the vision that you had for the film and how you end up with what you have, that that the journey is kind of interesting for me.
Ну, выбор местности диктовал сам сценарий, сама идея, то есть несколько архаичной должна была быть атмосфера.
So the choice of the location was actually suggested by the screenplay itself. The atmosphere had to be somewhat archaic.
И вот в эту местность, в этом местности появляется, скажем так, чудо.
So in this location, a miracle appears. Because
отношение людей к этому чуду, насколько они поверят, насколько, то есть каждый мыслит по мере своей испорченности, допустим, такой пословица есть.
Mm-hmm.
Точно так же вот здесь должна быть как бы история, где появляется абсолютно неожиданно должно было появиться вот эта девушка, поэтому и выбрали такое место, горы, каменистые.
So every character actually reacts individually to the appearance of this girl, and we actually chose this somewhat archaic place for this appearance of this the miraculous person.
Это самая южная область Узбекистана, Сурхандарья, Байсун. Там очень красивые места, на самом деле. Это не первый фильм я там снимал.
This is the southernmost area of Uzbekistan, Сурхандарья. It's not the first time that I made a film there.
Вот там, где мы снимали, родился и сам автор фильма, автор сценария Иркин Акзан.
The location where we were actually filming is the place where the author of the screenplay himself was born, Иркин Акзан.
И в той школе, где он учился, учились еще другие народные писатели. То есть их трое, три очень опытных, гениальных автора родились в одном селении. Там есть некая своя аура, скажем, да?
So in this settlement where the author of the screenplay was born, two other authors who have become quite prominent in Uzbekistan also were born. They attended the same school in the same village. So there is a certain magic aura, we could say, you know, that inhabits this.
И там вот, не знаю, вот эта аура тоже помогает, и насколько бы трудно не было, хочется работать и работать. А действительно трудно было, потому что 30-40 километров мы ездили на объект, поднимались очень высоко в горы, условия очень тяжелые.
The working conditions themselves were very difficult. We had to actually travel about 20-25 miles just to get to the location, and the conditions overall were really difficult. But the aura also had an effect on us, so we were actually inspired to work there and film there.
I thought the movie was very well crafted, and the reaction of the people to a strange person appearing there mystically was sort of surprising to me anyway, that they would react to somebody the way they did, rejecting her. And I also thought I saw a touch of Bollywood there, the dancing that occurred. Does this reflect the current intellectual life in Uzbekistan?
I didn't quite understand the question, so I tried to translate it as best as I could. But are you asking about the intellectual life in Uzbekistan?
Yeah, that there is enough how they react to mysticism, and it's a movie that doesn't.
Ну, скорее всего, этот фильм нельзя сказать документальным фильмом. Это притча, абсолютно отдельная притча, абсолютная история, отдельная. И эта история могла произойти в любом государстве, там неважно, где это происходит.
I don't view the film as a documentary like, you know, very similitude a film about Uzbekistan. This is a parable which could actually take place in many different countries, in many different nationalities.
Вот мы показывали фильм в представительстве ООН, тоже самый последний кадр, посол сказал, что вот в камне сидит девушка, и это могло произойти везде, в любое время.
We actually showed it to a representative of the United Nations, and the ambassador said, when the girl is sitting there on the stone, this could have happened anytime, anywhere in the world. So it's really kind of transcending time and transcending space.
Вот в этом фильме больше притча. В предыдущих фильмах показан современный Узбекистан, он другой.
My previous films were more about modern Uzbekistan, so they are different. But this film is more a parable, and so in this regard, it's different from my previous films.
Obviously, the film has gotten a lot of critical acclaim, but I wonder how did it do in this specific market, for example, in Uzbekistan, you know, where commercial, more comical comedies do well, and how did it do financially? And what was the feedback like from the ordinary Uzbek audiences?
So the film has been produced completely funded by the state.
И была премьера в Ташкенте. Такой фильм зритель толпами не идет. Буквально 7-8 дней был прокат на самом центральном кинотеатре Ташкента.
So the film had its first night in Tashkent, but films like this do not really attract large crowds of viewers. It was actually released and shown for about 7-8 days in Tashkent.
Такие фильмы молодежь меньше смотрит, но фильм показывается по государственному телевидению почти на всех каналах. И после показа на телевидении я получал много отзывов, хороших позитивных отзывов от зрителей.
So young audiences don't go to movies like that. But when the film was shown on state TV, on all channels virtually, I got a lot of positive feedback about this film.
Ну да, примерно это чуть больше 200 тысяч долларов, если переводить на доллары.
So the budget of such a film is about $200,000.
Полностью дает государство. Мы проходим вот худсовет, то есть несколько человек читают и сценарий, смотрят и фильм. Ну, своя ответственность есть. И после утверждения только фильм появляется на экранах. И они очень радуются, если фильм попадает на международные какие-то фестивали. И этот фильм побывал в больше 20 фестивалях, получил призы на многих фестивалях.
So this budget is actually fully provided by the state, and there is an artistic council that reads the screenplay and judges the screenplay. Then this same artistic council also judges the ultimate film, and they are really eager to see that such films are shown on festivals throughout the world. This film was actually shown in 20 different countries.
В целом в Узбекистане много фильмов. Допустим, 10 фильмов государство помогает снять, который вот через худсовет проходит, все обсуждается. И еще как минимум 40 фильмов в год выпускается на частных студиях.
So Uzbekistan produces quite a few films, about 10 funded by the state, and then in addition to this, 40 funded commercially, privately.
Это в основном развлекательные фильмы, на которые ходит молодежь. Это примерно от 12 до 25 лет, то есть молодежь очень любит такое развлекательное кино, мелодраму любит, комедию, бытовые семейные драмы.
Those commercial films are usually attended by young viewers from 12 to 25, and they like entertaining films, they like melodramas, comedies, so stuff that really is entertaining.
Could you tell us how you make the choice of this main actress, the one playing the miracle girl, and how the other actors react to the fact that they were playing in this kind of miracle or mystical atmosphere? That did that create something specific between the actors, or did that change also the way they were playing?
Ну, Я смотрел два фильма с ее участием.
I've seen two films in which she was cast before.
И что-то меня заинтересовало его ее глазах.
There was something intriguing about her eyes.
А на пробах участвовали несколько актрис, 3-4 актрисы участвовали.
When we did the rehearsals, we had 3 or 4 actresses.
И в принципе всем им я задавал один вопрос на съемках пробы.
And I asked all of them the same question.
Я говорил, вам надо обернуться в сторону камеры, то есть меня, и посмотреть, я должен почувствовать себя виноватым, я сказал.
So please turn to the camera that is to me and then make me feel guilty.
Нет других инструментов, то есть эта героиня не говорит, то есть только взглядом она должна была обвинить, допустим, меня, людей, тех, кто ее окружает.
So she has no other instrument, she can't verbalize it, she has to do it just with her gaze looking at me, making me feel guilty.
Эта сцена была в картине, где на даче оставляет, там смотрит на этого парня, Джонни Бейка, и у нее должен был взгляд, почему вы так поступаете со мной. Вот эту сцену я пробовал, и она и показала.
It's the scene that you could see in the weekend house where she's basically looking at Johnny Beck and her gaze is saying, why are you treating me like that? And that was the scene that I was rehearsing with the actresses when I was probing this. Okay, there's a question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the reaction to this film in rural areas or traditional areas. Do you have any sense from the screening that you did how people in traditional societies Pakistan reacted to it? And as a sort of subset of that, do fairies or things like this woman seem to represent figure importantly in Uzbekistan society and in traditional areas?
На основе этого фильма лежит тюркская мифология, то есть образ фейри. То есть это женщины, тоже похожие на ангел, но никогда не выходят замуж за человека.
Mm-hmm. So there is actually an element of Turkic mythology in this. It's an image of a woman who is angel-like, but who never marries a human being.
Поэтому в сельских местностях эту мифологию очень хорошо знают и больше понимают, более близко оно.
And in rural areas, people know this mythology much better and know it very closely, so they understand the meaning of this very well. Okay, next.
I actually have a question. I do think it's significant that the protagonist is a woman and also that she doesn't have a voice. And so was this more an example of talking about how women perhaps don't have a voice in society, maybe Uzbek society? Or was this perhaps more of a choice, an artistic choice to make it seem like, you know, many women could identify with her as, you know, she didn't have a speaking part, so maybe you could speak to that.
Это больше образ, потому что, скажем так, вот эта девушка, чудо, скажем так, или ангел, она не может кричать. Она не может кричать, потому что это уже будет другой персонаж. То есть вот это ее бунт тоже в молчании.
It is more a symbolic character. So this woman, she could not shout because if she would shout in protest, that would be a different type of character. So her silence is her revolt. Her silence is her protest.
Чтобы понять красоту, надо приложить усилия.
In order to understand beauty, you have to make an effort.
Надо приложить усилия и в принципе, Об этом и фильм, в принципе. Почему она молчит, не протестует, а мы все анализируем, ее окружение анализирует. То есть в этом молчании мы должны, мы как зрители должны понимать, то есть открыть свое сердце, чтобы понять ее сердце.
So the film is really about this silence of hers, why she is not saying anything, and why her environment is constantly talking about this, and so the viewer has to open up to this reaction and has to open up to her. Right, well, thank you very much, and thank you, Ayub Shahbudin, for the film. Please join us for the reception. Let me also say we have two more screenings tomorrow.